Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to this week's episode of the Artrepreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about how you can bring your creative dreams to life. Whether you're just somebody with a great idea or a person who's trying to build a creative career, this podcast is for you. Every week we talk about ways to market yourself, ways to develop your own personal creative habit, ways to get your art out and let people see the things that you're making. And today we're talking about one of those internal things. What to do when things become mundane. After we do something for a while, it starts to feel a little bit repetitious, a little bit like a habit, and less like an inspired thing. And so I'm going to talk about four quick things that I do when I start to feel mundane. First of all, be grateful. Be grateful. You're mastering something. When something starts to feel mundane, it's a sign of your growth. Think about a creative endeavor that you've done when you set out to do that creative endeavor, how it felt like a huge mountain in front of you. It felt like a hurdle that maybe you didn't know whether or not you'd ever be able to overcome. And here you are in your life, in your creative career, on the other side of that, at the point where it's not just no longer something that's in front of you that seems like maybe a difficult hurdle, but it's actually something that you've mastered to the point of it almost being habitual. And that is an accomplishment. It's a sign of your growth. We produce the Immerse Festival, a performing and interactive arts festival in downtown Orlando every year, every October. And there are so many things that when we first started talking about them, before we ever did them, they felt like these massive endeavors. And now we've done them a few times. We know how they are done. We know how they go. And now we have to continue to find new challenges to push us. And there are things that I thought, you know what? I don't know if we're ever going to be able to accomplish X, Y, or Z. And now X, Y, and Z are things that are just habitual. They're things that we've mastered. They're things that we know how to do. And we've created a new normal. That's a phrase that's been flying around a lot these days, new normal. And new normals are not bad. It's just new. And new and different are not bad. They're not better. They're not worse. They're just a new normal. And so let's practice being grateful when we begin to experience something as mundane, because it means that we've grown. The second thing that we can do is ask, what's the next step? There's this metaphor that I've really thought about a lot in my life, and it's this idea that when we climb a mountain, eventually we come to a plateau. I was just in Colorado a few months ago hiking with some friends, and we hiked 9,000 feet into the air, and there was just this beautiful grassy plateau with this massive lake. And it was me and my friend Joel and my friend Jesse, and there were only two other people there. And it was this lake, and it was so calm, and it was reflecting the mountains down into it, and the water was crystal clear and kind of this beautiful aquamarine color. And it was just this wonderful moment. And the same thing happens in our creative careers and our creative endeavors. We're in the process of climbing, climbing, climbing. We're trying to accomplish a thing. And then we get to this plateau. And we enjoy the plateau. And we have the freedom to stay on the plateau. And it's beautiful and it's totally fine to stay there. But there are also opportunities where, you know, we were 9,000 feet in the air. That peak for that mountain is 14,000 feet. And we had the opportunity, although we didn't, we would have had the opportunity to then, you know, begin climbing again. And that is the idea of our creative lives. We climb, we enjoy the growth, and then we look for that next path up the mountain. And we begin to challenge ourselves again. We begin looking for how we can continue to grow. What's the next step? Sometimes it's as simple as reading a book that offers a different perspective on the world, how we see the world, how we understand ourselves. One of the best ways to grow is to be challenged with a new way of seeing things. And when we see things in a different way, it in some way unlocks something inside of us that inspires us, that encourages us, that challenges us to keep going toward that next step of growth. Earlier in 2020, I read a book called The Velvet Rage, and it was a really wonderful book to read because it opened my eyes to see the world in a different way. And it challenged me to see a few difficult things about my own life, pointing out some of my own triggers related to my past. It really forced me and challenged me to explore some of the things that are the causes for my own fears, my own reactions, my own responses. And it kind of made me aware of my own tendencies to be combative at times. And that, just reading that book and being kind of forced in some way to examine myself in ways that I had never examined myself, it unlocked, it opened up for me some new things in my creative world as well, because it just kind of prompted me to begin thinking about the world in a different way. And I think when we can challenge ourselves or allow someone to challenge us, whether that's through a conversation or a book or something we watch or something that we look at, whatever it may be, it gives us the opportunity to unlock something and begin that hike again, begin that climb up the mountain to continue to grow. Another thing that we can do when life and our creative careers start to feel mundane is to invite someone from another discipline to collaborate. There are things that I do for my own creative career on a regular basis. I mentioned the Immerse Festival before. Actually, today, Wednesday, is day number 2 of a brand new event that we've put on called Dazzling Nights, this big holiday light event here in Orlando. And those are the things that I do for my creative career. And I'm so grateful to get to do them. I have the most fun kind of thinking about what those things are, what they can look like, what they can feel like, the experience we're creating for our audiences. I love that part. And then there is kind of this other category of things for me. There are things that I do to stimulate myself creatively, whether that's recording music and releasing that on Spotify, which you can go listen to. Just type in my name, Cole Neesmith. I'm in the process of recording a new song with my friend Chris, and I act on stage from time to time. There are things that I do that aren't necessarily part of that curatorial role that I play in creating brand new experiences for people that really just stimulate me creatively. And one of the things I love about that, whether it's acting or creating music, is collaborating with really great people in those fields. And in those collaborations, I learn and I grow and I'm inspired. And so I love inviting people from other disciplines to collaborate. And the last thing I want to talk about today when it comes to what we can do when life starts to feel mundane is to start a new chapter. Listen, rarely is the answer ever to quit. I think a lot of us have a tendency when things get boring, things get mundane, or things get difficult, our tendency, our go-to is to quit. And rarely is the answer to quit. There are, of course, caveats to that, and maybe I'll talk about that someday. When is it time to quit? But there are times when it's better for us to really start asking ourselves, is it time to graduate? And again, it's that picture of we're now on this plateau. What does it look like for me to start climbing the mountain again? What is the next challenge for me? Where do I go from here? And that's a really great question to ask. What's the new chapter? What's the next chapter for me? I've done 1, 2, and 3 things. What's the 4th thing? I've climbed 9,000 feet. I'm on this plateau. Where do I go from here? And I think if we do those 4 things, when things start to become mundane, it'll really help us. First of all, respond from a place of gratitude. Then ask, what's the next step? It might be helpful to invite someone from another discipline to collaborate. And lastly, just start a new chapter. What's the next thing for us? As always, it's amazing hanging out with you. Thank you so much for taking time to come and listen. I hope this has been inspiring for you. Would love to connect with you on Instagram at Cole, C-O-L-E, Neesmith, N-E-S-M-I-T-H. And until next week, go be creative. See ya.